You've got questions and we've got answers. It's Bible Line Mailbag. Hey everybody, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and we are excited to get into today's video. It's going to be another mailbag. We haven't done one of these in a while, and it's not because of a lack of content. We've just been doing a lot of different things. So I have three emails from our email folder here, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. That's a good reminder. If you have a Bible question you'd like us to answer, send it to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. But I have these emails here, and these are kind of rapid fire. I'm just going to go through these three and give a high-level response. Most of the topics that we discuss here are discussed on the channel, so I would strongly encourage you to check out our playlists, sort our videos by most popular. We've got sermons, full-length sermons. We've got reactions to documentaries. We've got reaction videos to other people. We've got question and answer, all sorts of stuff. And there's a lot of material for you to consume here on the channel, but I don't get in-depth on these videos, just kind of like a rapid-fire mailbag response. So here's the first one from Dan. Dan writes, I was reading about Abraham's faith in Romans chapter 4. Dan doesn't specify it, but just in case you're curious, that is Romans chapter 4 in verse 20 about how Abraham did not stagger. Going back to the question, and it says his faith didn't waver. Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. His question is this: does this mean that if my faith struggles with doubts about certain things and my faith wavers occasionally, or that my faith doesn't always feel like a certainty about the facts, that I don't have real saving faith? Thanks for your time. Dan, the answer to that question, the short answer is no. The long answer is absolutely not. I do mean that to be comical there. But no, these Romans chapter 4 and verse 20 and Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 are not talking about salvation faith. When you place your trust in Jesus Christ, it's not talking about that kind of placing of faith. It's talking about the obedience when we carry out the instruction that God asks us when he gives promises. Romans chapter 4 and verse 20 is not Abraham getting saved, nor is Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 talking about people getting saved. It's talking about the reliance on God in obedience. You don't have to question if you're saved or not. If you've put your trust in Jesus Christ, Romans 8 says, no one can condemn you. You are now a part of the elect. You are beyond condemnation. Why? Because your faith is in Jesus Christ, and he died and rose again. If your faith wavers, if you're not sure about your salvation, it's not a sign that you're not saved. It's likely a sign two things. You're either under bad teaching or you're not growing. And the second thing is you're not obedient. You're not obedient to what the Lord says. So hopefully that helps you out. Dan, I did email you, so make sure you check your inbox, and I think that'll be helpful for you. All right, next one here is from Larry. Larry says, I have often heard sermons suggesting Christians should always pursue or follow peace. I know that there is a component to our emotions in relation with the Holy Spirit, but I often wonder how much of that is myself, as in the flesh, the spirit, or the influence of the devil. When should we follow something when we feel at peace if it's not specifically outlined in the Bible? Man, I think this is a great question. He goes on to say, I'm referring mainly to things like daily tasks. I bring this up because I have often ran into challenges in performing a task if I did not feel at peace with it. For example, repairing a piece of equipment. This may seem trivial to you, but I get very stressed out trying to do things I'm not used to doing, and I want to follow the Holy Spirit's guidance in my life. Sometimes I just do not feel at peace, and I find myself putting things off due to getting stressed out by them. Thanks for your guidance, your brother in Christ, Larry. Well, Larry, thanks for writing in. Just to repeat Larry's question, when should we follow something when we feel at peace if it's not specifically outlined in the Bible? Somebody asked me this question just a few months ago in our live Q&As that we did from the pulpit on Sunday nights, and I gave them this verse here. It's James chapter 3 and verse 16. It says this, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So I come down to this conclusion. There are lots of things that we do in our life that are not directly informed by the scripture, but there is an overall, it covers, all-encompassing, so to speak, that we should not do things that are the result of envying, strife, and confusion. So if you're trying to think about doing something and you've got a lot of confusion about it. There's a lot of envying or strife that is a result to get to that conclusion, or you know, that's a part of the equation to get to that conclusion. I'd probably wait more time. Time is the great equalizer. So while you're waiting, pray to the Lord. And the other thing I would say, Larry, is don't get caught up in the small things. Now, we're not talking about small sins, but whether to repair equipment or not, you can give that to the Lord. But if it's common sense to do it, just go ahead and do it. There's kind of this idea that the Christian life becomes completely robotic, that we're going to immediately know what to do with everything. It's just that's just not there. We have a flesh nature. We make mistakes. And there are some things that are not informed by the scripture. And so we have to use common sense when applicable. I would encourage you to read the Proverbs, because there's a lot of practical wisdom there in the Proverbs that I think will be beneficial. All right, moving on to the last question. This is from a gentleman named Walt. Walt writes in and says, "Can you explain why a born-again believer should not become a part of the Orthodox Church? My friend that I keep in contact with on a monthly basis has gone from expressing an interest with the church, Orthodox, to fully studying it and converting and joining. No matter what I have said over the past several months has been effective. I'm fairly certain that at this point only prayer will get through, but I have coincidentally other people I am acquainted with telling me that they're now having an interest in Orthodoxy. Please advise." Walt, I'll be more than happy to advise. The question is, can you explain why a born-again believer should not become a part of the Orthodox Church? The answer to that question is a lot of the Orthodox Church, and I would ask for clarity, which one? When I searched on Britannica, Orthodox Church, it brought me specifically to Eastern Orthodox Church. And I printed off 47 pages of, and I skimmed those pages. And the major concern is the emphasis on transubstantiation. That in order for a person to really truly be a part of the body of Christ, they have to partake in the Eucharist, capital E, Eucharist. And that is the Catholic teaching that the bread and the juice at communion literally becomes the body and the blood of Christ. And that somehow gets a person into a right condition for salvation. I don't think a born-again believer should have anything to do with a church that teaches that doctrine. So along with that doctrine of transubstantiation, another thing that brought concern with the Eastern Orthodox Church when I was reading on it on that Britannica link is that they don't look at salvation as paying the penalty for sin. They see it as uniting man and God, like getting back to that original state. I don't see anything about the being born again. I see it as kind of like you enter into this contract that you can also negate by sinning or not partaking in the Eucharist and all that. So I think the blanket answer is you should not be a part of the Eastern Orthodox Church because it goes against the teaching of the Bible. There is no emphasis on the doctrine of transubstantiation. Lots of Catholics and Orthodox will point to John 6, but Jesus was saying that as a hard saying to divide those who were merely following him for the physical blessing of food, and those who were actually following him because they believed his claim that he is the Messiah. He was dividing those two. It's amazing to me how Satan has used that account from the Lord to build an entire world religious system, the Catholic Church, and Orthodox to an extent. Now, there's going to be a lot of people that might watch this just because Orthodox is in the title. Let me say very clearly, I'm not an expert on Orthodoxy, but I do know what the Bible says. And from that brief, probably hour, 2 hour review of that website article there on Britannica, like I said, almost 50 pages, it's clear to me this is the religion of man. This is man trying to set the terms for how he is justified in the eyes of God, man's tradition, man's practice versus God's word. And even from that small study, I can make that conclusion. So I'll pray for you, Walt, and I'll pray for your brother in Christ here as well. It's funny. Just people find a lot of attraction in academia and scholarship. And I think when you start going down that route, you start committing the error that's there in 1 Corinthians, the wisdom of the world. You know, where is the scribe? Where is the debater? By foolishness of preaching, God has chosen to save people. So keep it simple, keep it clear, preach it loud enough for all to hear. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Thank you. God bless you. And I'll see you right here next week. Take care.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.